We come together now to bring our prayers. Let us pray. Eternally loving God, we thank you for all that we are and all that you have given us. As we come before you in worship today, we give thanks for your work in the world, for all those who have dedicated their lives to caring for others, for those who work tirelessly and thanklessly. We ask for your blessing upon them, that we too may care for those around us and all who cross our path. We pray today for all your people in this world at this time, that they may know your love and your care. And Lord, we thank you especially for those who are reaching out with the touch of love to the most vulnerable in our community and our world at this time. Lord, we recognise that we have been very taken up in our own hearts and minds with all that is happening around us to do with the pandemic. But we would recognise that the pandemic has not affected everyone equally, and that for many in our world who were already weakened and struggling, the effects of this pandemic are all the more damaging and long-lasting. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work of your church throughout the world and here in our own community. We thank you for every effort being made to share the good news of your kingdom, your peace, your love, your forgiveness. Lord, we thank you for all the work going on through the Church of Scotland as it reaches out in our communities and across the world. And we thank you too, Lord, for the part that we play weekly as we seek to live out our faith, as we pray and serve in your name. Lord, we pray now for all that is crowding into our own hearts and minds, all that worries us at this time, all that causes us to fear. And as we think of those things, we think of others for whom we are concerned, those who are sick in body, mind or spirit. Lord, we pray for those who are dying. Lord, we pray for those who are coming to terms with a very different future, perhaps due to the loss of a loved one or changes in their own relationships and circumstances, changes with employment. Lord, we pray today for all who are fearful. And we thank you that perfect love casts out fear. Lord, we bring our prayers before you. Hear us now in the stillness. Lord, as we have shared in the bread and the wine, we ask that we may go strengthened, knowing that you are our God, that Christ is our Saviour, that the Spirit dwells within, bringing your peace and your presence. We pray together now in the words that Jesus taught his first followers. And so we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who are our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, now and forevermore. Amen. Share in words of benediction. As we go on into this week, may we seek ways by which to look and care for one another, as well as those who need to know love and care at this time. And as we do, may God lead us, Jesus teach us, and the Holy Spirit guide us now and forever. Go in peace, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest and remain upon you and with all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you.